The march of the president to the members of the Supreme Council, ancient and accepted Scottish rite, in the Rose Garden, October 17, 1951.
Mr. President, we just came to pay our respects and to reaffirm our devotion to our country, our love for our beautiful land, and we express good wishes that it continue. And every one of us want to be vice president of the United States.
Well, I think I'll have to advise you to take that up with Vice President Barkley and see what his reaction to that will be. I'm most happy, as always, to receive you here. I'm more than pleased to see so many visitors from our neighboring countries. I just had a report this morning from Mr. Dodd, who's the head of the United Nations branch that's implementing the operation of what they call My Point 4 program. And it's remarkable what's being done in numerous countries to inform these people on a technique of how to help themselves. And it's not a costly program. It's not a relief program. For instance, we have a team in Ethiopia that's made up of a man from Iran and one from Great Britain, one from here, and one from one or two other foreign countries. They were anxious to get information in Brazil on how to raise dates. And Mr. Dodd went to Iraq at Damascus and got two date experts and sent them down to Brazil for the information of the people down there on how the best way to produce dates. And they, in Iran, for instance, they had a pest of insects that was eating up all their crops. We sent a couple of little hedge-hopping planes over there and ended that destruction. Very simple, very easy, cost practically nothing. And that, I think, eventually is the real foundation of peace in the world. I think that's the way we'll attain peace in the world. If we could spend over a 10-year period just 1/4 what we'll have to spend for rearming ourselves and our allies, we'd accomplish the very purpose that it's necessary for us to arm to prevent from happening. I thought you'd be probably interested in that situation, which shows that there are a lot of other things in the world that will bring people together along just as this organization does here, and that eventually when people understand each other, they don't want to shoot each other. They find out that the human animal has about the same loves and difficulties as in Guatemala as he does in the United States or in Canada. And there's one thing that I think a shining example of how we feel toward neighbors. I don't think any of our neighbors are afraid of us. I don't think there's any fear in any of our Central American neighbors or in Mexico or Cuba or Canada that we're going to do them any harm. And that is not exactly true of the neighbors of another great power in this world. And I hope maybe the time will come when that will be true, and then our troubles will be over. I appreciate very much your coming here. Hope you've had a successful meeting, as you always have.